This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. We have plenty of time for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And proof that if you stalk nobody, you can get on the radio. Scott.
If you stalk him, is that what you said?
Yes. It's true.
Scott is joining us from his podcast, which is Conversations About Freedom. You can look it up on
Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, I know for sure.
Check them out. Conversations About Freedom in their first half a year of doing a podcast.
Yes.
That's very cool. So lots of stuff to talk about here tonight. Of course, your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. We were talking about just the sort of dystopian world that we've found ourselves in over the last year. But as our previous caller was pointing out, they've been working at this for a long time. They've been planning, whether you want to call it the New World Order or the Great Reset, which is what the more recent terminology, the sort of publicly used terminology has been. That's what they're in the midst of right now.
Yeah, they say you will own nothing and you will be happy. And it's like, well, then why don't you come and own nothing with us instead of owning everything? Because then won't you be unhappy?
What did that football player who gets paid in Bitcoin, he said something about that. I can't remember what it is. We will own everything and... Can't remember.
You'll have to look that one up.
Yeah.
But here's a story about how just crazy and bizarre and unfun things have gotten. Because we were saying last year, you know, fun is not allowed anymore. And now...
There will be no fun here.
Yep. Remember Mardi Gras?
I loved Mardi Gras. I've only been once. I went with Julie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when we first got back together, she was living in New Orleans, and I was living in Florida, and she'd just moved back from London, and she calls me up, and she's like, hey, I'm living in New Orleans. You want to come up to Mardi Gras?
Right.
And I went up, and oh, it was a blast.
And it's basically the middle of February.
And I didn't even drink.
Really?
Yeah, I was a non-drinker, non-smoker then. But
it was just fun to be around everybody partying.
It was just fun to be around everybody and to see all the pretty boobs. And
yeah.
It was lovely. She wouldn't do it, though, because she was, she was at one time a professional dancer, and she was like,
you gotta pay to see this.
I do not work for bubbles and
for beads. good for her. Well, now, unfortunately, all the fun is gone. According to NOLA, all New Orleans bars are going to be closed for Mardi Gras. Access will be restricted to major streets under new rules. Bars will be closed. People will have to pass through checkpoints to get to major streets like Bourbon Street and Frenchman Streets, and heavy police presence will patrol New Orleans. I mean, they were already bad, the police in New Orleans.
When they start riding their horses down the middle of the street, you do not get in their way because they will mess you up without a second thought.
The days leading to Mardi Gras this year will face heavy police patrols as part of a plan aimed at cracking down on crowds to prevent the spread of coronavirus. The new restrictions were announced Friday by Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who said that moves were necessary to prevent celebrations from becoming super spreader events, as they did last year, they say. Now, by the way, last year... there was no real fear of COVID at the time. I think that probably would have been the last Mardi Gras that happened without any kind of crazy restrictions. Now, there may never be a Mardi Gras like old Mardi Gras because it's, quote-unquote, the new normal.
You can't keep everybody terrified forever, though. It wears off.
I hope you're right.
There's this thing. Well, it's built into psychology. Skinner found it, and the word is, I'm losing it. It's not tolerance, but
what are you describing?
that you get you, like, if you have an animal and you start making a loud noise, at first it will scare the hell out of that animal.
Sure.
But if you keep doing it over time, they become attenuated to it.
Sure.
And they don't get scared anymore because it's never hurt them before.
That's right.
You know, and so that's what will happen over time with humans as well, is they're going to keep, you know, predicting doom, and doom is going to keep not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon when they predict doom, people are going to go, yap, 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 yap. And like, yeah, you've been saying that for years. And that's why they have to keep constantly shifting
the
emergency. Mm-hmm. You can only keep people terrified
right.
of drug users for so long. And then you have to move on to the war on terror.
Right.
And then you have to move on to the war on COVID. And then you have to yeah. move on to the war on free speech, and mm-hmm. you know, it because it just wears off.
Well, we've always true. Been at war with COVID.
The war was not intended to be won.
Well,
the war is intended to be continuous.
Yep, and maybe it does wear off, and that's why we've seen some massive protests happening in places like Denmark and other European nations,
yeah.
where we've seen tremendous numbers of people in the streets mm-hmm. without a mask.
We can take some pointers.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Americans seem to be more docile than people elsewhere in the world, and we're the ones that are supposed to have this, you know, history of independence.
Well,
and it's really sad.
I expect that to change over time, because mm-hmm. the thing is, it was this issue kind of got assigned to the right, because it was meant to be one of the things to vilify Trump supporters with. And so they didn't want to act up too much when Trump was in the White House. I think you're going to see, as time goes on, a whole new wave of people standing up who didn't want to rock the boat when Trump was in office. Just like all of a sudden, people on the right are starting to talk bad about gun control, whereas they were all fine with it when Trump was doing it. I think that's going to change. People aren't going to be so fine with it when it's Biden okay. doing the same thing.
As I told you earlier on my podcast this last week, we gave an official welcome back to the pro-gun right.
Welcome yeah. back. Your dreams were
yours. Kick it out.
The new restrictions. Oh, the mayor says this. I'd rather be accused of doing too much than doing too little, she said. And the new restrictions will start on the Friday before Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is on February 16th. Under the new rules, all bars citywide will be forced to shut down completely on the Friday before Mardi Gras and only allowed to reopen on Ash Wednesday. That includes the... So I don't know, how long is Mardi Gras? Is it like a week?
Yeah, something like that. It goes on during Lent.
Okay.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime? I can't. It's Lent. Well, when you get it back, why don't you come up and see me sometime?
That includes the large number of bars that have received conditional use permits to operate as restaurants during the pandemic. Traditional restaurants will be allowed to remain open, but will be barred from serving go-cups.
So barred bars. That's just awful.
So one of the things about New Orleans is that you can walk around, as I understand it, with an open drink, right? Like, that's part of...
Yeah,
Mardi Gras,
yeah,
right?
You definitely could.
Not now. Now, restaurants that are allowed to remain open will not be serving people what they call go cups. So people will not be allowed to drink on the streets. Liquor sales will be banned in the French Quarter specifically. And officials said any businesses found flouting the rules will be shut down, quote, on the spot.
So the interesting thing is that means that the celebrations are going to just move outside
of the French Quarter,
of these special areas, and they're going to take place other places where they're not necessarily expected or wanted.
Maybe so. I hope so. I hope that
I hope so, too, but that's what usually happens.
But they're shutting down bars in the entire city. So they're banning liquor sales in the French Quarter, but mm-hmm. all bars in the entire city of New Orleans will mm-hmm. be closed.
Well, what about Metairie? Are they going to be able to party in Metairie?
Is that the next town over?
Yeah, Metairie is one of the next towns over.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, but there, whatever the line is, there's a town on the other side of it, mm-hmm. and this is Louisiana we're talking about, so that town's got some bars.
And somebody might want to make some money. I don't know. I appreciate the optimism. I guess we'll see. Bar owners did have mixed reactions on Friday. We'll tell you more about what they had to say here. And again, just shutting down any amount of fun, any amount of good times that people might have And I hope that people do self-organize, and I hope that they do throw some secret parties or speakeasy get-togethers.
Throw some
like that.
Open parties, loud parties, right on the other side of the line, and laugh at them across the line.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, they're also telling people to stay home for the Super Bowl, which is coming up this weekend as well. There's CDC recommendations for that, too. It's Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, inviting you here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, we've got Ian
the rock upon which authority stubs its toe.
And Scott.
So you can bring up anything you want here. We got more to talk about with the crackdown coming to the French Quarter and all of New Orleans in the next few weeks, with bars being ordered closed citywide for Mardi Gras. They're going to close all bars starting on the Friday prior to Mardi Gras and keep them closed all the way through Ash Wednesday. They are saying here that not only that, but they're going to have police in large numbers in the streets, including checkpoints in the streets. We talked about this for a long time. They, you know, that they could put checkpoints in people's streets, and you know, people just don't believe that it can happen here, and it's happening here.
And that's so advanced. I mean, in other countries where they have this, you have to pay the guards off in cash. So they're cash points they have in the streets, but here we have checkpoints.
Nice.
So they will allow the traditional restaurants to remain open, but they will be prohibited from serving go cups, meaning that customers will not be allowed to leave the premises with a to-go cup.
So they have to huddle there together somehow, somehow more socially distanced that way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, don't let them go outside and spread out. Let's force them all into one building.
Yep.
Bar owners had mixed reactions on Friday to the news, with some praising, and by the way, this report from NOLA.com, with some praising the mayor for prioritizing residents' health over tourists' enjoyment, and others decrying the income they would lose as a result. I mean, this has to be the biggest week of the year, right? I mean, there's no doubt that if you're in the French Quarter or near the French Quarter, I mean, Mardi Gras is it. That's your reason for existing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that you probably make more money that week than a good chunk of the rest of the year. Absolutely. I'm just guessing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not in the business.
So how many of those businesses are going to cease to exist?
Good question.
As a result of this, you know, how many places that have been there for 100 years?
This is their Black
Friday. There for 101.
How many people would even be traveling for this? I mean, given how many Americans are just voluntarily staying home. Voluntarily afraid.
I don't know
to go
if that's
out.
The type of person who goes to Mardi Gras, though. I'm thinking Mardi Gras goers are probably of the, you know,
less cautious.
They probably carry testicles with them when they travel.
I still bet their numbers are going to be down. I mean,
their numbers would be down.
Look at Burning Man this year. I mean,
my God.
Yeah. I mean,
3,000 went out there and did a real Burning Man.
That's true.
3,000 people still showed up, but it was much smaller.
Oh, yeah.
It was smaller, but I bet it was the most real Burning Man they've had in a long time.
Because
it filtered out all the phonies.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, actually. The people that did go were saying that it was a lot like the old school.
Nice.
And we had kind of the same experience at Forkfest. It was a lot more...
Well, Forkfest has always been like the old...
Well, yeah, but we had... I guess, let me say it differently. We had kind of the same experience at Porkfest, where it was lot more like old school Porkfest.
That's true, because a lot of the cowards were filtered right out.
Yeah,
a lot
the Dennis Goddards and the weak and the cowardly were filtered right out.
You know, you mentioned that guy's name since you brought him up. He's a former listener of Free Talk Live, former supporter, actually.
Turned lunatic.
Free Talk Live. He had lost his marbles, and this was several years ago. Actually, more than a decade ago, he started to turn against the activists in Keene because he didn't like the outside-the-system, civil disobedience, direct action activism. He thought all activism needs to be political, and he was very upset about that. And then he got even more upset when I had a teenage girlfriend, for whatever reason. He was quite obsessed over that, calling me
a
rapist.
And we're not talking 14. We're talking 17.
Yeah. Well, she was 16, but 17.
And 18 and
calling
19.
Me a rapist over that. And then last year, calling everybody who wore who would not wear a mask a manslaughterer. And then saying that he believes he has a right to shoot anyone who's not wearing a mask that comes in his vicinity.
When we did the 420 rally this year, like April 16th or something on Facebook, he posts this thing saying he's going to come out to the 420 rally and fire a rifle over our heads.
Did he come out? I don't recall him
being
there.
He did not show up. He also wanted to fight me. He didn't show up for that either. But hey, if you're listening, Goddard, I'm here for you if you want me.
Now, he was saying saying the reason I you know continued this discussion was or brought it further was because he's been saying that he's going to go to Porcupine Day. And he is going to out every single attendee. Now, for the listeners that don't know, Porcupine Day...
This is a guy who doesn't have the courage to leave his own house.
Yeah. He is saying that anyone that goes to this Porcupine Day event, which is what's happening in New Hampshire tomorrow, there's a special... the Free State Project has this five-year celebration where there was... in February of 2016, the Free State Project reached 20,000 members. And for those that don't know, the Free State Project is a migration of libertarian types to move to New Hampshire. Nobody, you and I, the reason that we are here is because of them.
Yeah.
This migration, this project is a great idea. And so anyway, they had the five-year window in which the 20,000 signers had to move to New Hampshire. And well, now that window is over. As of tomorrow, the celebration closes that window. And that doesn't mean you can't move. Obviously, you want to, you know, if you're going to move tomorrow, you should still move tomorrow or next week or whenever. Yeah. But the official window is closed. And so they're just having a celebratory kind of get-together. There's going to be a movie that they're showing, I think, about Walter Williams or something like that. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, there's going to be...
Sadly just died.
Yeah, there's going to be
rest
a party
in peace, Walter.
Afterwards. And Dennis Goddard... This guy we were just discussing, this man who has lost his mind, has posted publicly that he intends to out every attendee of this particular party, especially the board members of the Free State Project and I believe the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, for supporting this event because, again, in his mind, it couldn't happen without the board of directors' support. So he's saying that he's going to out them at every grocery store, every, you know, public community bulletin board, every place he's going to post their photograph, he's going
to
post...
Well, good, because then people will know who to talk to if they're looking for a party. And he needs to put me on that list and make sure he gets my phone number, so if you're looking for a party in New Hampshire, you call me. I don't know where they are, but I'll have one if I get enough calls.
Yeah, and I think he actually reduced his claim, because he originally had said that he was going to out everybody, but then I saw a video that someone linked on our chat room over at the Matrix chat at matrix.lrn.fm. But he put up a video, which was, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I went to the part they specified, where he then said he was going to out only the board members, it sounded like. So originally it sounded like he would have had to have come to the event and take photos of everyone coming in, so I don't think we're going
to
see it.
This way he doesn't have to leave his house and, you know, have the courage to, like, be around humans.
Yes, I don't think we're going to see him tomorrow. That's my prediction. But I'm looking forward to seeing what he does if he decides
to do something. It will be interesting to see. But I expect all talk and again, if you're listening, you promised to fight me long before you promised to do any of this other stuff. So come on, Dennis, come and visit me.
And you will be there, right?
I will be there with bells on, and my legs are all broken because I've been sitting on my butt for a year. So if you think you can take me, this is the time.
Officers, by the way, in New Orleans will be at every intersection, according to the police superintendent, along Bourbon Street and Frenchman Street, and will allow only residents, restaurant patrons, and those looking to shop the streets and hotel guests through. So they will be questioning everyone, apparently. We got more
Mardi Gras ever.
Yep, it's going to be awful. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. When you amp Free Talk Live, you get perks like access to the AMP only Facebook group and AMP podcast. Visit amp.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News. Security has been tightened at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland after a security breach. A man who was not authorized to be on base made it onto an aircraft reserved for top officials and commanders.
They have made adjustments to their security protocols at Andrews. They've now ordered a full investigation of it, and they've gone a step further in order to look at all the security protocols and installations worldwide.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says everyone in the department and in the Air Force consider this a serious matter. The intruder was given a federal summons for trespassing and turned over to law enforcement in Maryland for two outstanding warrants. Wall Street closed out a winning week, with the S&P 500 seeing its best week in 3 months and reaching an all-time high. The index was up 15 points to 3886. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 92 points to 31,148. The NASDAQ also hit a record high, picking up 78 points to close at 13,856. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Nope, you don't dial toll free. It's not a toll free number anymore. 603-283-6160. That's the number. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody. Scott.
We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts. And then coming up, what do the military families out there think about the coronavirus vaccine? Because right now, apparently, the military is being assigned, at least some of the active duty members of the military, to COVID-19 vaccination centers. So military troops are going to be on the ground in the United States handing out vaccines, apparently.
Why do you need trained killers to deliver medical care?
That's a good question.
That's not their job.
And I don't know if they're going to actually be doing the shooting of the vaccines. They'll probably just be standing around and doing, I don't know, watching. Or I don't know what they're going to do.
Carrying boxes. Of course, if it's going to be forced vaccination, then they're going to need to do some shooting.
They'll probably hold people down, strap them down, that kind of thing. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
You were talking a while back about those programs like we got the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. And we got the Green New Deal, and we got the Great Society, and we got the New World Order, and we got the New Deal, and are there more?
I'm all dealed out.
As long as we have any freedom left, they'll always have a new thing to impose on us.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think what you were suggesting is they were using these programs, especially the recent ones as a way to kind of take over, and I forget the exact words you use, but that's what you were suggesting. One thing I think people miss is I think they forget to view this whole thing, you know, because if you look at those programs, it looks like, you know, over the last, people think of it as the last, over the last 20, 30 years, they're trying to take over with these programs. But as I just read out, it goes back to the, you know, the last 100 years with these programs. But what I think people forget is if this nation, the United States of America, which, you know, on this program, you're not really a fan of it, and who would be in its current state?
I love
and
the nation. I remind you of the government.
You know, immediately.
I'm against the idea of the nation state. Period. I mean, I don't care if it's the United States, Germany,
right, but the point,
or whatever other fantasy.
The point I'm trying to get to is that, you know, if you were around immediately after the American Revolution is won, you might have been a fan, but the point I want to make is that at that time, when the American Revolution was fought, before the American Revolution, it was the King of Spain and the King of France and the King of England all laying claim to different portions of this continent. And in that day and age, the private citizens really couldn't make any claim to any new lands discovered or any place in the world. Mm-hmm. That was all the realm of the monarchs in Europe, basically.
Right.
That whenever people from Europe went somewhere, obviously there were already people living there, but if there were no other Europeans there, they just claimed it for their king.
And
what happened that was different about the United States is when those three kings laid claim to every inch of this continent that they could discover for themselves, never mind the people already living here, you know, that was all cool with their rules for the way that they lived. But then there was a bunch of just regular people like you and me that defeated a king or two or three and kicked them off of a continent, or kicked them at least off of a major portion of the continent, and took it for ourselves. You know, once again, I'm ignoring the American Indians that were living here, mm-hmm. For the sake of the argument. But that was not acceptable in their world that commoners would kick a king out of a piece of land. And so the point is that we're looking at it, these programs are, they want to use these programs to take over our country. And what I'm suggesting that is missed is that from the moment that we commoners hurt their feelings, these kings' feelings, by taking a continent away from them, they've been trying to get it back ever since that moment. And so this has been going on continuously, not just with these recent programs.
So wait, are you saying
the
monarchy is behind these programs?
Yes and no. In most cases, monarchies, because if you remember back in that day, all of the wealth of the world that was European-based and even non-European ones was based in the monarchy. Those were the only wealthy people. So at that time, and then since that time, yes, there have become people that have been become incredibly wealthy to the levels of the monarchs that are not royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the old monarch money and blood along with the new money and blood that is not royal family based.
They're oligarchs nonetheless, right?
I would argue that the land is already owned by the kings, just the new mm-hmm. kings. Try not to pay your taxes and see what happens. The king will come for you. Well, the king will send his men to come
for you. Well, that's my point. That's my point exactly, is that what you have now is what you have always had. The only exception is that some commoners in the United States defeated a couple kings, and they've been trying to retake. They've been trying to defeat you in return ever since, and that's what's going on. It's nothing new. It's been going on continuously.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And now, as I was saying, the oligarchy is in charge now. Instead of the monarchy, you now have a government in which all power is vested in a few persons or in a dominant class or clique, so the political class and the corporate class. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about.
And they're just the new kings, and nothing has really changed because, as Mark Twain wrote, most kings is mostly rapscallions.
True enough. David in New Mexico, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. But now we're all supposed to be happy because you can throw a lever or punch a Chad, and you're supposed to believe that that somehow makes things better than the monarchy.
Meet the new boss.
It would be much better if you could punch the monarch.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if I could just punch out of the whole thing and have them leave me alone, but they don't.
Right.
They won't.
They've
asked them to, and they just refuse.
Well, Malcolm X wrote that nobody can give you freedom or acceptance or any of those things. Mm-hmm. If you're a man, you take it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what was it? I forget who said it. I know you've quoted it before, if it was Frederick Douglass, but freedom doesn't, tyranny doesn't give an inch or something like
that. Let's see. Power never yields except upon demand. It can come in the form of words or of blows, but it must come.
Yeah. You've got to refuse.
And that was a paraphrase, not a quote.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get it right.
But the point was made, and that is that you have to say no. You have to draw a line in the sand and not allow them to cross it. And so many people just keep on, that line just keeps getting drawn by the, you know, it gets pushed back and gets pushed back. And
that's whatever. What makes the Free State Project so important, because different people draw their lines at different places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if the people around you aren't going to draw the line you want drawn, then you need to go with people who will draw that line.
That's right.
At the place you want it.
Or close to it.
Or close to it, as close as you can get. And so to me, gathering in certain places and letting the rest of the country go to hell is the only solution.
I'm okay with that. And I hope I get my point across here. But I had a conversation last weekend with one of my friends, and he was trying to explain to me that voluntarism is force. Because if we were to claim a area of land, that we would be forcing the statists out of that area and not allowing them to tax us through force. So,
well,
we are not a system
of
force.
That's okay, because they get 49 whole states.
It didn't make sense to me.
One.
I'm like, you don't.
So let them go do their thing in their states.
Yeah, I was like, what makes you think you have the right to, you know, force money out of our pockets? Like, it's not a natural.
It's a strange way to define force. I mean, the idea that we would take over and then leave you alone is somehow force.
There is force involved in that. Eventually, you must forcibly
defend
yourself against the people who come to kill you.
Yeah, it just sounds like self-defense
to me.
Yeah. More coming up here, 603-283-6160.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. More time for you to join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody. And Scott.
Scott, I know you had dug up a quote. I don't know if you still have it on your phone or whatever. It was Russell Okung, I think was his name. He was the...
I believe he's for the Carolina Panthers.
He's the football player that made news recently because he was actually demanding that he get paid at least partially in Bitcoin, and the football team actually went ahead and acceded to his demand.
I believe 50% of his income.
Yeah, they're paying him in Bitcoin now, which is amazing. And he's been quite vocal about advocating for cryptocurrency. Uh-huh. And I know you wanted to share the quote that you wanted to share.
Yes, in 2016,
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yep. In 2016, the World Economic Forum, what's her name? I don't know.
They're awful.
Yeah.
It's an awful
one
group.
Of their awful
They're like
people.
The CFR.
One of their awful people said, "You will own nothing and you will be happy," as nobody quoted earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to that, Okung said, "We will own everything and you will let us."
Nice.
Meaning not the Great Reset or that who was?
I think he was referring to the people will own everything.
Yeah, he was he was saying that in response to the World Economic Forum quote.
I see.
We will own everything and you will let us.
Got it. Cool.
Because
I hope he's right.
Yeah, they can't stop us. You can't stop.
They can't stop us from owning Bitcoin. That much is true, or other cryptocurrencies, and that's going to be a game changer in the long run. But what they're going to try to do is crack down on the exchanges. So we're seeing that happening already where the government gang wants to regulate exchanges, which are centralized locations, you know, centralized points of failure, ultimately, that the government can easily target because they know where their offices are. And these exchanges do business with banks, so they have to use wire transfers. And so there's all kinds of control that the state has over these enterprises. And so that's going to be a problem.
But that control is a function of the centralization of the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
So what they can't control is if everybody running a bodega starts just saying, okay, well, I'm going to take Bitcoin and return and Bitcoin Cash and the real Bitcoin and whatever other cryptocurrency, I'm going to take that in return for products. And then I will sell it to people for cash at a markup. And that's something that could become a distributed exchange. It's not even an exchange. It's just a sign on your counter saying, I will sell you some Bitcoin. And another sign saying, I will buy your Bitcoin for 5% less than I sell it for.
Yeah.
You know? And that's necessary in order for crypto to reach one of its major promises, which is to bank the unbanked. Okay?
Yes.
If you're going to bank the unbanked, you have to have squads and squads of tellers. Mm-hmm. And that can be these guys operating small businesses. It can be guys who are driving for Uber, you know, what have you. We need to get people selling crypto hand to hand and face to face, and that will neuter the ability of the government to control the exchanges.
Well, one thing's for sure, the decentralized exchanges, as they're called, and I don't know which ones are the best ones at the moment, but the so-called decentralized exchanges have taken off recently. There was a news story in the crypto news world saying that the decentralized exchanges had their biggest month ever in January of this year, as more government regulations are possibly targeting the centralized exchanges. It's going to drive people off of those centralized exchanges and into the arms of the decentralized exchanges, and that's a good thing.
Because the centralized exchanges have become as bad as the banks.
They have.
You know, they're as careful not to do business with me, for example.
Yep.
So it's like, I buy my coin on the street, and I sell my coin on the street.
Some of these the centralized exchanges are actually becoming banks. Kraken, for instance, one of the largest centralized exchanges in the United States, is now a bank.
And what were they doing before they decided that was a good idea? Kraken.
So there's a little bit of news here in the crypto world. Well, there's always a lot of news, but this one I've held on to for a couple of days. You talked about how Bitcoin Cash was the real Bitcoin, is what you said just a few moments ago. Nobody.
Yes, sir. That is true Bitcoin, because that is what Satoshi imagined. And there is a Bitcoin that calls itself Satoshi, but that's being led by a crook, and I'm pretty sure Satoshi didn't imagine Bitcoin being led by a crook.
You're referring to Bitcoin SV or Bitcoin Satoshi Vision.
Yeah.
Or Satoshi's Vision. And that's
Craig
what I actually wanted to bring
the
up.
The guy's
here.
Name, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know what his role is exactly with
crook.
Bitcoin SV, but he is a real questionable guy who is quite lawsuit happy. He loves to sue people that he disagrees with, and he says things like, publicly he makes statements like that Satoshi Nakamoto, who he claims to be but has yet to prove, Satoshi Nakamoto was against anarchy and was against and was in favor of governments. And it's like, clearly, you know, Satoshi Nakamoto was neither of those
things. Well, if he was that, then he would have had to be an idiot to create Bitcoin. That was a terrible idea if that's what he believed.
Didn't he try to claim that he owned the ledger?
Yeah, he tried to claim that he owned the whole concept and that he could charge anybody who was issuing a cryptocurrency. See, if I don't hold any SV, I've divested myself of SV, and if the Bitcoin SV people want to change that, all they have to do is every time Craig Wright opens his mouth, say, "Shut up, Craig Wright, you don't speak for us."
Yeah.
And loudly and publicly say
I don't know how many of the SV the people are in love with Craig Wright and how many of them are against him. I don't
and
know.
And how many of them are employed by him is the other question.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, regardless of what you think about, and there's no doubt Craig Wright has cast the pallor over Bitcoin SV. There's no doubt about that.
But that leaves Bitcoin's cash, in my opinion, as the true Bitcoin.
Well, okay, maybe you're right about that. But for right now, Bitcoin SV is showing some pretty serious statistics here. They hit a new transaction record, according to ZDNet.com, where they have a test network. The scaling test network hit a new record of over 9,000 transactions per second at one point in January. And that's compared to, I believe, 7 transactions per second in the Bitcoin blockchain.
Yeah,
Bitcoin
BTC. And that's why I say BTC is just a Ponzi scheme now. It's not even a serious coin, because Bitcoin SV can eat its lunch. Bitcoin Cash can eat its lunch. Dash can eat its lunch. Most of the coins out there can eat its lunch.
Mm-hmm. What are the fees right now for BTC?
A lot. I was actually looking today. I sent a transaction with a lower fee, and it was $9.
Wow.
So the higher fees are about 20 right now.
Replace Visa with us, because we can manage to process 7 transactions a second for only $9 each. What a bargain!
Yeah.
Seriously, guys.
Imagine charging
that.
More to do a worse job.
Yeah.
It's hard to really understand why people are so in love with Bitcoin
BTC.
Well,
the reason is because it's the one that grows first, because it's the one that the Federal Reserve is pumping and dumping.
First mover advantage.
Regardless.
It's not just first mover advantage, I think. I think the bankers are pumping and dumping it to keep us in it, to keep us thinking about Bitcoin instead of thinking about real cryptocurrencies that are of value.
Well, it's on the way up again, and Ethereum is also, which is the number 2 crypto in market cap. Ethereum is...
You keep pumping Federal Reserve, I'll keep shunting it in other coins.
The Ethereum price is going up at record levels as well. Right now, one Ethereum is worth about 4.2% of a Bitcoin. So Ethereum is also at record highs. And now the fees for Ethereum are even worse in many cases than the Bitcoin fees. So they're both broken.
But imagine if somebody took the Ethereum blockchain, put a new Genesis block in, and ran the same software, but started the value at 0. So you would be able to basically run as many smart contracts as you wanted for fractions of pennies.
I suspect it's that way on the Ethereum Classic blockchain.
Well, even the Ethereum Classic, they split. And so have they expanded their block size, though?
I don't think it works the same way with Ethereum. I don't think it's not. I don't know if they have the same setup as
the thing
as
is.
BTC.
There has to be some limitation, artificial limitation, on that coin to get the fees up that high.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it, so I can't speak to that. And we are out of time for tonight. But don't forget to check out Scott. He's got a show. It's called Conversations About Freedom.
Yep,
you can find it
on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher.
Very good. Look for him there, and look for Nobody over at electnobody.com. We're going to hopefully have some good Cell 411 news coming soon, I heard. Possibly.
Yes, I've placed the order for distribution.
All right, we're working on it. We'll see you tomorrow. So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.